contest.
From start to finish, you're on to a winner.
Northwoods era, rough or very rough.
When the weather's at its worst, this old gentleman suggests you start the day with some good old-fashioned nourishment.
PC Podcast.
You'll be all the better for it.
Welcome to PCP, it's PCP 658 with me, Pete Kogel, back for another 13 tracks of weird and wonderful music. I hope you enjoyed the last three episodes of PCP focusing on the net label music community, but of course we don't stop listening to the net label community and we play lots of fantastic tracks from them, like the first two that you heard, the first of which was Fusion Dub by Spectral Dub, sorry, it's Fusion Tribe rather by Spectral Dub on the excellent Green Beats record label, and then after that we heard a track called Oizo, O-I-Z-O by Spindra Tribe on Digital Diamonds, both of which featured, of course, in the three podcasts that I had earlier before Netlabel Day itself. And I hope you had a good rummage around on the netlabelday.com website, where there were at least 47 releases on the first day, and probably more as the day went on. So definitely worth checking that out. Let's have two more tracks before we say any more. This is You Choose Pain by Vasya Lisa. Thank you.
Pete Cogle. Thank you.
So two more tracks there for you. You Choose Pain by Vasya Lisa was the first one on Monumental Records at MNMN or Munumunum. And then after that, we heard We Are All in Lockdown by Briosk out on the excellent Carvey Collective. Both worth checking out. Right, I have mentioned the fact that I'm sort of running on empty, as it were, with my technical hardware at the moment. And Mr. Clitheroe, I was having a chat with him yesterday, along with Mr. Grumbler. We're both having a virtual beer, as it were, via Zoom. And we've been on a chat about stuff, and Peter had noticed that the sound of me, is a little bit different in the show at the moment. And he was wondering why. Had I changed something? Well, what I've changed is the fact that I'm not using my big condenser microphone plugged into my massive PC. I am, in fact, using a little portable handheld device, which is rather bassy and rather nice. I thought, well, actually, it's got a rather interesting sound. So, that's one of the things why it sounds a little bit different. Of course, I can add a bit of reverb if I wanted to. Or perhaps a bit of echo. But most of the time, I'm just going to leave it the way it is, because that's how people can understand me. I've heard it said to me when I've had the first episodes of The Dub Zone. I think I did it with everything with echo. I mean, people couldn't understand a word I was saying. Not that this actually means any different, because I'm sure you can't understand a word I'm saying anyway. Yes. Anyway, let's move on. Sub Bass had a record out this week on Net Label Day. It was called Ethno Step 10. It corresponds with them being 10 years old as well. And they've got a rather marvellous track called Circuit by Metakini. We'll be right back.
Pete Kogel.
I've never seen an appetite like it.
So the first track was Seta Serquet, that's S-E-R-Q-E-T, by Metakini, on the excellent Sub Bass record label, based out of Germany, of course. And then we heard Quarantine Blues by Optimal, or O-P-T-M-L, on Cockatiel Records. Definitely worth checking that out. Now, Nanormalism came up with a new release. It was a selection of various different artists. This is by an artist called YY, just simply two letters, YY. And the track is called Friendly Dog.
Readers recommend it. We'll be right back.
for two more tracks there for you, the last of which was definitely tuned into the beat of your heart, and it was called Listen to Your Dub by Tu Shung Peng. And Tu Shung Peng released his album also on just after Records Label Day, I think. I don't think Uli G take part in Record Label Day, but they do take part in an awful lot of releasing of albums. Absolutely fantastic stuff at odgprod.com. And then before that, we heard Friendly Dog by YY, available on Nenormalism. Always worth checking that out. Now, here's an artist we haven't played for a while. This is Tiger Shark by Vietnam 2.
Having a bath with your socks on.
Thank you.
So two more tracks, the first of which was Tiger Shark by Vietnam 2. That came out on Block Sonic a short while ago. And then we had Danza del Viento, the Kilimanjaro remix by Zunido. And that's on Caballito Records. Definitely worth checking that out. Now, we played some stuff by King Elizabeth before in the last three podcasts. I think it was the last one, actually. This is another one of his. This is Girls and Boys by King Elizabeth on the Vulpiano record label.
Top notch. I wish I could. I can't remember any of it at all, but it was a great piece of work.
We'll be right back.
So two more tracks there for you. The second of which was She's Gone Mad by Roostercock. Don't know where they're based, but I know they're on Cowshed Records, and that is definitely worth checking out. Before that, we heard Girls and Boys by King Elizabeth, available on Volpiano Records. Right, it brings me to the last track time. Unlike the last episode, I played out with a fairly ambient track by Cousin Silas and Gaetano Fonazza. I'm going to do another one by Gaetano Fonazza and Cousin Silas. It's called Up on the Hills. It is available from Suku Music. Anyway, that is your 13 tracks. I hope you've enjoyed it. Come back next week. I'll have more weird and wonderful music from wherever in the world. See you soon, folks.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got
weird and wonderful.